Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm Lynn Adkins. Here's what's happening. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced he has a tumor on his kidney and will have it removed next month. The governor tweeted the prognosis is good and then thanked his doctors for finding the tumor when they did. KYW medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough says, we don't know yet if the tumor is cancerous, but he says it's likely that it is cancer.
Based on what the governor says in his tweet, it was caught early, which is very promising, because if you catch kidney cancer early, or if it's a mass that turns out not to be a malignant form, it can be removed and the person can do quite well.
The governor says he's not alone if it is cancer, because over 50,000 New Jersey residents will be diagnosed with cancer this year. Bucks County is taking steps to try to make a pretrial intervention program that can wipe away some criminal charges more affordable to everybody. ARD stands for Accelerated Rehabilitative Disposition. It lets people who are deemed low risk to reoffend wipe certain nonviolent charges off records as long as they follow through on requirements such as making restitution, keeping a job, or going through a substance abuse program. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports, once they complete those requirements, along with a period of supervision similar to probation, the offender can get the charges expunged.
Upfront costs can vary, but it's generally several hundred dollars, and Bucks County DA Matt Weintraub says he didn't think it was fair. People who couldn't afford the program's upfront costs couldn't take advantage of it.
They couldn't come up with the upfront costs. They may never have had the same opportunity.
Weintraub asked the Bucks County Public Defender's Office to help determine eligibility, and if someone qualifies, they can spread out ARD payments over their time in the program rather than paying them all up front.
Weintraub says, based on a policy change a couple of years ago, they won't send somebody back to jail for failure to pay fees, but charges can't be expunged until all payments are made and the county will take up collections as a civil matter. The new shepherd of Philadelphia's more than a million Roman Catholics is on the job less than a week and is still settling into the new role. KYW's Mark Abrams met with Archbishop Nelson Perez for his first one-on-one interview as leader of the Philadelphia Archdiocese.
The new Archbishop insists he has no firm plans for the future of the Archdiocese, but wants to do a lot of listening to his staff, his priests, and the faithful. As Bishop of Cleveland, he was in Rome for meetings with Pope Francis just this last December. He recalls getting some private moments with the Pope after one of the meetings.
I was the last one to leave, so I spent a little few minutes with him speaking. We spoke in Spanish. He asked about how I was doing. He didn't tell me I was coming to Philadelphia.
The new archbishop says the archdiocese is blessed with a good crop of seminarians studying at St. Charles Borromeo Seminary in Wynwood. And you can hear Mark's complete interview with Archbishop Perez by going to our website, kywnewsradio.com. More than 20 residents have been displaced after fire damaged 8 row homes in West Philadelphia this weekend. Officials say it broke out shortly before noon yesterday along Walnut Street near 61st Street. It took firefighters about a half an hour to control the flames. Resident Debbie Brown is grateful nobody was hurt.
Yeah, I'm just feeling really thankful. And the American Red Cross has been absolutely fabulous and encouraging and supportive. But, you know, God is good. It's the only thing I really can say.
The cause is still under investigation. Well, like it or not, changes are coming to the Philly Fanatic. The minor adjustments are being made, and the ongoing legal feud between the Phillies and the original creators of the giant mascot. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more on what to expect and how the fans feel about it.
Intellectual property attorney Peter Wakayama describes the public dispute over the Philly Fanatic between the Phillies and original mascot designers Bonnie Erickson and Wade Harrison as unusual.
I would have expected that there would have been some discussion before either party wanted to resort to litigation, because this is very expensive litigation.
Fans call it ridiculous.
Fanatic is a part of Philadelphia.
The Phillies organization has said that when the Fanatic makes his spring training debut, fans will see changes in the Fanatic's shoes and socks, and also his measurements. That's the All Local. I'm Lynn Adkins. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.